something that I noticed when I watched Ashanti's Walk of Fame. I immediately said,
"Wait, God,
Mr. Lorenzo's not there."
Yeah, yeah.
What? And I felt like he was a hater. I kind of did. I'm not a hater. I just felt like
I'm not invited to those things. With me and her, ain't like, you know what I'm saying?
Looking in, that's an insider, that's an outsider, but an outsider looking in, nonetheless, right? Right? You understand that? I know you probably didn't, but you did.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
See what we're talking about.
Yeah, but I just want, because I wanted, like, it felt
I'm
good.
I'm never a hater.
Yeah, no.
So anyone out there,
let me rephrase that.
Remove, I am never a hater.
Yeah. How you phrase that, sorry.
Me and Ashanti created and made history.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. But we just, I don't see eye to eye with her anymore.
Let me explain what I meant, right? Because the week after that, I went to DJ Khaled's. I always pronounce his name wrong. And I got to see Jay. And I got to see Diddy. And I got to see Fat Joe. And I got to see, you know, Corey. And all these other people that was behind the scenes of Khaled that probably didn't necessarily get those big pictures. Like, you know, it's the very, after you get the stars, them three pictures.
Ah, but here's the difference.
Hold on.
Khaled probably called them and asked them to do that.
But when I went, Khaled didn't call me and I showed up. But when I went back, I was like, damn, I wanted to see Gotti. I wanted to see you there, whether you were invited or not, to just throw the murder ink behind her. When, you know, when they put the,
I was just for peace, you know. I want everybody to be in harmony and peace. Not to say that we gotta hang out and create and do things together, but be at peace. So when it's time for us to come together for things like this, it can be.
We cordial.
You know,
have
a moment for the whole, you know, family.
I'm trying to look at your face.
To get Ashanti three different times. She turned it down each and every time. So what I like to say is just the other side. We've tried when we flirted with the idea of doing the Murder, Inc. reunion tour.
I love that idea.
Yeah, she turned it down. I'm never fucking with y'all.
She didn't say
basically. So, you know, when
is it about the Masters? Because I watched the Breakfast Club.
Listen, let's speak on the Masters. I know that's going to come up. First of all, I'm not like Lucian Grange.
From Empire?
No, Lucian Grange owns, he runs the Universal Music Group.
Oh, that's when Kanye's talking about, I'm not Lucian. I know that's what he talked about.
Lucian Grange.
Holy shit.
I don't know how you get that much money.
Lucian Grange ain't giving nobody goddamn Masters.
Wow.
And he owns thousands of them. I own a hot maybe 25.
Right.
Lucian Grange wasn't in the studio with you making those records.
Right.
I made those Ashanti records.
Can you rock with me?
Oh, I made those records. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wrote them, but she wrote them with the help of me telling her what to write. All of y'all, whoever knows me, I don't lie. I don't lie. I'm not a liar. You know what I'm saying? But I helped make those records.
Right.
So, I own them.
Right.
Like, here, me and Ru was talking today, and I'm not going to say the numbers. But it's like, artists, I never sign my artists to 360 deals.
Right.
I never say, give me some of your show money or...
And Leo's your mentor. You could have.
Because Leo's a 360 motherfucker.
He is 360. You look at 360, it's back. It's back.
But I never did that. I feel I was always very my artists.
That was before our time. Just to be fair, 360 was before our time.
All right. But what I'm saying
was Lloyd could have been 360 though.
No, but listen.
He could have been
360. It was before Lloyd time.
Let me make this statement.
Okay.
Artists have a way of getting money. Who makes a lot of money?
Yes, he does.
Doing shows. Ashanti makes a lot of money doing shows.
Yeah.
So what's left for the guy who was the record label who helped make the records? How I make money out of this is the masters.
Right.
So how am I supposed to feel when you want to remove that aspect? You really basically saying you don't want Sonny, JJ, and Angie, my beautiful kids, you don't want them to eat.
Is there a compromise? Because we heard what she said on the Breakfast Club. But she said that she asked for the instrumentals back.
Let's definitely address that.
Okay, all right, cool. I'm trying to be good at my job.
Is this camera on?
I want y'all to know that. Yeah.
Ashanti.
Oh, shit.
I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
I didn't know that's where we were going.
This is exactly where we're going.
Okay.
She's been performing for 20 years. She's never asked for her stems. She's asking for her stems because here's what I suggest happened. She went in the studio and tried to redo Baby, Baby, Baby.
Mary Jane! Can't do that.
You could do that. That's where we took it from. Right? So she probably went in the studio, tried to recreate this, and fell drastically short with people saying that don't sound like
the original.
What they did.
Yes.
I need my stems. You know what stems are.
Yes.
So you want me to give you the stems of your whole album now after 20 years? So you're saying you need it for shows.
Right.
You want to take my stems, and now you're going to fucking be able to remake your album.
And you wouldn't be able to get a dollar of that?
I still eat off of it because I own the publishing.
Okay. Okay. Jesus.
Okay?
Yes.
And let me, you know, when she be on the shows and she's like, I'm going to spritz it up and jazz it up. Is this the camera?
Yes.
Ashanti, you cannot spritz it up. You cannot jazz it up. The minute you put some spritzy and jazz it up, it's not a cover. So when it's not a cover, now it has to come back to me to clear it. Let me give you an example, Ashanti. We had this record with Vida called Justify My Love, the Madonna shit.
Yes, I remember.
We redid that record and we spritzed it up. Vida spit a verse. Madonna said, rejected, no. That's my classic. We took the verse off and we made that record identically the same. To Lenny Kravitz's ad-libs, Ashanti did the ad-libs, but we had to make it identical.
Right.
If you change anything, it reverts back to the writers to clear it.
Wow.
Let me just give you the answer now. No. No. So, it's up to you and whatever bullshit players and musicians you have to recreate the magic that we made, me, Chink, in 7.
Oh, you got your answer? Let's move on to 7.
Hey, man. I'm glad because
I just want peace. And you know, it's crazy because I'm caught in the middle of this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you are.
Like, not really. Not really.
Yes, you are.
Honestly, I'm not. What I am by default, because that's nothing to fucking do with me. You understand? But
I think you're like a owner of Murder Inc. somewhere,
no,
right?
No, I'm you know.
Are you claiming it now?
That's not even the
because
point.
Because you're gonna be caught in the catch 22 too. Because you're an artist.
The point is this: I'm a different type of an artist.
Right.
I see both sides of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all artists want their masters back.
Yes.
It's just
make
facts.
New masters.
That's just what artists want.
And right now, the white people are being nice.
Your written entertainment makes
you buy them back, or however the fuck you gotta go about your business.
That's what I asked for the compromise. Is it?
But there is a way to get your masters
is
back.
Is it a compromise?
You know what I'm saying?
Buy it back, or
it's just like this argument doesn't have to take place.
She's gonna have to buy it back from this guy named Olivier Chastain.
He sounds dangerous.
He's a billionaire Frenchman.
Okay.
He's my guy, and I'm entering a deal with him for a lot of money.
We're supposed to make some noise to that. I believe we gotta make some noise to that.
I signed a letter of intent. It's like $250 million.
So the catalog.
No, not just the catalog.
I like Richard Fritz.
Not just the catalog, but to give me funding for visionary ideas.
Wow.
So what we're looking at now is I will own my TV. My movies that I make. I am fully funded with a partner. I have like a $200 million line of credit where I could go out and be who I'm supposed to be in this motherfucker. So not just, it was a conversation actually I had with Mark Lazary. Mark Lazary is a billionaire friend. He owns the Milwaukee Bucks. And I was over his house one day. It's a beautiful home. And I'm sitting there and I was just shooting the shit, to be honest with you.
Yep.
And I was just telling him all that. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, man, I'm like DreamWorks, yo. I'm like, you know, being braggadocious. I'm like, you know, I direct, I produce, I make this shit, I write this shit, I do everything. And when I finished, he looked at me, he said, yo, you said everything but the right thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? He says, you don't own it. And then he proceeded to drill in my head, you cannot sell what you don't own. So we was talking, and every 2 minutes he would stop and say, yo, you can't sell what you don't own. He drilled it in my head. But I was like, yo, TV series, like I'm making this TV series with my BET family called Trap Queens. It's like 30 million. You know, TV series is 3 million an ep, 10 eps. So I said, yo, I ain't got the money to do that. And then he said the illest shit to me. He said, getting the money is nothing. He said, there's so many people out here, hedge funds, rich guys that got billions of dollars to invest in the entertainment business. He said, what they don't have, Gotti, is you.
Right.
You have all the ideas, the creativity, and the know-how to make it.
And the experience.
He said, all you need is the bread. He said, we're going to get you the bread. Another big guy, Zach Horowitz. Zach Horowitz used to be the COO of the Universal Music Group. And I like to say this. This is maybe a tad bit racist or whatever, right? But no. Listen, it's good racist, though. There's nothing. Listen. There is nothing better in the world than having a rich, successful white man blow you up to another rich, successful white man. It resonates kind of harder when Zach calls Olivier and like, yo, Gotti made the Universal Music Group billions. You need to get behind this motherfucker. He's gonna be successful. He's gonna win. And, you know, and then incredible things happen, like $250 million deal.
That was immediate.
Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast, man. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, man. Yeah, man, we got to get into it, man. We got to get into it, you know what I'm saying? We got to talk about, excuse me, everybody. I feel like I got to sneeze. Oh, I don't. Okay. So we got to talk about it, man. You know, Irv Gotti and Ja Rule were on Drink Champs a few days ago. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta admit, it was probably one of the best interviews I've seen in a long time. Know what I mean? Just because the simple fact that Irv Gotti is very animated and he's an entertaining cat when it comes to interviews. So, letting that be said, I got to give it to Irv Gotti. When he's in an interview, he's really good at doing interviews. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that everything he say in the interview is right or wrong, you know, but when it comes to interviews, he's really good at it. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of the top. Him, Bootsy is another one who gives really good entertaining interviews. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of cats that give good entertaining interviews. Fredro Starr from the group The Onyx is another cat that gives really good entertaining interviews. know what I mean? Yeah, I enjoy Fragile Star. I actually enjoy this interview that Irv Gotti had with the Drink Champs a couple days ago. But we're gonna get deep into it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Irv Gotti was really, really boasting and really, really come off like he was such a mastermind with Murder, Inc. And, you know, he did it all with all his creative genius. And he came off the top with all everything Murder, Inc. represented. And I beg to differ on this one, guys, because think about it. You know what I'm saying? Murder, Inc. stole a lot from, you know, Death Row, you know, Suge Knight. You know what I'm saying? They stole that whole imagery of Tupac's imagery. You know what I'm saying? They made millions off Tupac's image. You know what I'm saying? And for Irv Gotti to come off like this type of, like, some type of, like, genius, is totally false. If you go back and look at, you know, Ja Rule's earlier videos, you know what I'm saying, when he first came out, you know what I mean? When he first stepped on the scene with Def Jam, he was wearing a bandana. He was trying to be like Pac. You know, he started getting tattoos like Tupac Shakur. He got a cross on his back like Tupac Shakur. Just like 50 Cent in that mixtape. He like, you trying to be Tupac. You know what I mean? Like, 50 even put that to light, you know? And like I said, these guys have, you know, they always try to say like 50 Cent, like, fooled the world on his image. Well, you have fooled the world too as well with the stolen imagery of Tupac and Suge Knight. You know, Irv Gotti come off as like this tough guy. He tries to act like he's this tough guy. He's big mouth. He's got a big mouth. He's always talking reckless. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I be stressing about, you know, when it comes to the women in our community, we're easily to put them down, call them the B word with the quickness. You know what I'm saying? All through this interview, you know, Irv Gotti was calling Ashanti the B word, which was uncalled for. Definitely uncalled for. You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't feeling none of that shit. You dig? Because, you know, Ashanti is a very, very classy, you know, she's one of the few female acts that is very classy, holds herself with a lot of class. She's very private. You know what I mean? Like, even when she dated Nelly, like, people didn't know to the last minute. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't something that was put out in the public ASAP. Like, she's very personal, quiet. She's from Long Island. You know what I mean? She comes from a community of middle class workers. You know what I'm saying? She just represents class. And I never, ever, ever seen Ashanti get out of pocket and call Irv all types of crazy names. I could be wrong. You know what I'm saying? I could be wrong. But all the interviews I've seen with Ashanti, I never seen her disrespect Irv Gotti. I never seen her disrespect Murder, Inc. The time she spent on Murder, Inc. You know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of shit she can be like spazzing out over. You know what I'm saying? Like that whole beef with 50 Cent, how Irv like threw her into the pot of wolves. And you know, she's an R&B artist, man. You know what I'm saying? And Irv Gotti, man, yeah, yo, he got this this major deal going on for $350 million or whatever for his creative ideas. I mean, when did they start giving out creative ideas to somebody who stole people's identity? You know what I'm saying? You know, Ja Rule did make a song paying homage to Tupac Shakur. Pain, he remade that song, and you know, their whole imagery is based off what Death Row did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And as a so-called black man in America, why would you want to continue the, you know, leading people into the same paradigm of violence? You know what I'm saying? His record label is called Murder, Inc. Like, why would you even continue on that same wave? Like, you know what I'm saying? And not only that, you stole Pac's image and you didn't even continue the message Pac had. You just kept going with some different bullshit type message, watering down what they had did in the past. Death Row, you completely destroyed what they have done. You know what I'm saying? Using Pac's image like that, you know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, even, you know, one thing about Nori, he might not be the brightest cat in the fucking the drawer, you know what I'm saying? But he'll say some shit in an interview that people won't catch. And it was one part of the interview, and Nori said, you know, what did you do with the bandana? Do you still have the bandana? And Ja Rule, he's like, yeah, I still got the bandana, you know what I'm saying? He said something. But anyway, Nori is kind of like dissing him, like in a way. It's like you tried to be Pac when you first came out, like, know what I mean, on some sneak tip. But Irv Gotti, he's always been like, even though he's very entertaining in interviews, he's always came off as like very arrogant, very big headed, very like he's better than people. I just never really liked Irv Gotti 100%. You know, he's always coming off like he's this like mobster, like he's some type of gangster. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he's from Queens, and you know, everybody knows Supreme was holding him down when he was in the city. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they were getting extorted allegedly by Supreme. You know what I'm saying? Allegedly, that's what was going on at the time. And it just blows my mind how he acts, man. You know, Tony Yayo said in a Vlad TV interview that, you know, when they rushed them, when Murder Inc. rushed 50 Cent and G-Unit, when they were at the Hit Factory, you know what I'm saying? When they had rushed in like the way they did and attacked G-Unit, Tony Yayo said they were very, very lucky to even be alive, because at that time, you know, G-Unit had a lot of beef at that time, you know what I'm saying? They had people coming from left to right, you know what I'm saying? You know, 50 made that song How to Rob, and it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. So they had a lot of beef, real beef in the streets. One of those beefs was Fat Joe. You know, they had the Fat Joe beef. That was real. You know what I'm saying? Fat Joe is that dude. He will get at you. He will punch you in your shit. And like, those Puerto Rican cats weren't fucking playing. Even Yayo said it. He was happy when that Fat Joe beef ended, because shit was getting real. He said the Puerto Ricans got the knife and the gun game. You know what I'm saying? And shit was getting hot. So, you know, but back to what I was saying, when Yayo said that when Murder Inc. ran up into, you know, the Hit Factory and attacked them, they was very lucky, because the gun was like inches away from them getting to the guns that they had at the Hit Factory. And he said, Tony Yayo said, at that time, they weren't traveling light, which means they was very heavily armed at the time. And he said they were very lucky that, you know, 50 didn't have it on them, or 50 and Yayo didn't have them, because at that time, you know, 50 would have popped off, or Yayo would have popped off. You know what I'm saying? So Irv Gotti, man, is very lucky, man. You know what I'm saying? Them cats is very lucky. You know what I'm saying? But Irv Gotti, man, for you to go out and just totally disrespect the sister, you know what I'm saying? Supposedly you guys had a relationship and it didn't work out. Irv Gotti, the whole interview, felt like he was in his feelings. Still to this day, I believe he's still in love with Ashanti. And that's what happens in relationships, man. When you get into certain relationships with certain people, it works and it don't work. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it goes sometimes. You can't be all up in your feelings, you know what I'm saying? Because you're looking like a sucker right now. And even Fat Joe said you're looking like a sucker. And I agree with Fat Joe. You're a straight up sucker for that shit, man. You straight up sucker for that shit. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I bet you, even though Nelly's not with her no more, Nelly's gonna come see you about that. I bet you. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that, man. You don't do that. When you got issues with your significant other or loved ones or family, you don't put all your shit out on Front Street and let everybody know what the hell is going on inside your house. What's going on inside your house stays inside your house, man. And that's, as a people, we got to learn how to do. We got to learn how to keep shit inside our house and stop putting shit on Front Street for everybody to fucking see. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason for him to be calling Ashanti out her name like that. No reason at all. And I don't feel that shit. And this is why I'm making this podcast episode, to let him know. I hope you hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit was not cool. And I hope that Ashanti takes some kind of legal action against him. You know what I mean? Send him a cease and desist letter or something. Because, you know, Irv already had a big fucking mouth. But now that he got this big deal, you know what I'm saying? He's acting like he's some kind of mastermind and genius now. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, you don't have $350 million already? All those records you fucking sold with Murder, Inc.? Yeah, I know you had the situation with, you know, the feds and all that, and you had to spend bread, but that type of, it don't take $350 million to sauce a situation like that. And, you know, I could be off by numbers, you know what I mean? I never had a situation like that, and I never will have a situation like that, because I don't keep, the type of company I keep is not the type of company he keeps to even have me on the radar like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm Dolo all day, every day, you heard? Like, I don't need fucking street cats to you know, to give me the nod and say, yeah, you good. Like, you know what I'm saying? I stay by my fucking self, man. You know what I'm saying? I roll by my fucking self. I don't run with gangs and none of that goofy, dumb shit. You know what I mean? And allegedly, he was getting extorted the whole fucking time. You know what I'm saying? He probably still is getting fucking extorted, man. You know what I'm saying? What trips me up about Irv Gotti? He comes off like he's this tough guy and he's a street dude, and this cat ain't never fucking sold a pack or did nothing in the streets. You know what I'm saying? He was a fucking DJ. And before he was a DJ, he was a breakdancer. Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Irv Gotti is a fucking fraud, man. You know what I'm saying? And he would do anything in his power to make himself look good. You dig what I'm saying? Nobody knows what happened with that situation with Ashanti. Nobody knows. You're only getting one side of the story, because Ashanti never said a fucking word about this clown. And I can see why she stopped messing with this clown and started messing with Nelly. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, Nelly is a real dude. He's a real man. You know what I'm saying? Irv got his old fucking emotional ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with having emotions, but you can't let your emotions just take over your whole body and just let you fly off the mouth crazy. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be talking about people wild and crazy. You know what I'm saying? There's legal repercussions for that shit. Especially when you got all the light on you, especially, you know what I'm saying, when you in the spotlight like that, and you got a million eyeballs on you, there's legal repercussions for that shit. And, you know, Ashanti is a good one, man. You know what I'm saying? I love Ashanti, man. You know what I'm saying? If she was to put out music today, or some music today, or album or whatever, I would support Ashanti all the way. You ain't never heard no crazy shit about her. You know what I'm saying? You never heard no crazy shit about her having kids with this person and that person all over the place. She messing with this person. And now, and I could be wrong. She could have been doing these things, but you won't know about it. You know what I'm saying? Even when you want to, you know, explore and get down with a bunch of people, it's a classy way about doing that too. You know what I'm saying? It's a class. It's you can, anything in life, you can have class about that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you want to sleep around and get with this person and that person and this person, it's a certain way you're supposed to carry that shit. You dig? Like, you just don't let the whole world know you fucking with mad people. You know what I mean? She could be doing that. You know what I'm saying? But you won't know, because she stays to herself. And like I said, it's not one time I ever heard Ashanti disrespect Irv Gotti. It's not one time. I don't watch a few interviews with Ashanti. You know what I'm saying? Vlad, I think she was on Say Cheese or something like that a long time ago. Like, what's that radio station in New York? Power 97. I think she was on that shit, you know, with Charlamagne Tha God and Envy and what's the other chick's name? But anyway, I never heard her disrespect Irv, and for him to come out and just completely disrespect her, you know what I'm saying? This is why, you know, the original woman feels like she's not protected, and protecting her is not always, you know, oh, I'm going to beat somebody up. No, Irv could have protected her image. You know what I'm saying? Irv could have protected her, just everything. You know what I mean? Kept that shit personal. He didn't have to go there. Even when somebody brings that up to Ashanti about, you know, the situation with Irv, she said, I don't want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have did the same thing. Like, show her the same respect she gave you. But see, you know, Irv was in his fucking feelings. He got drunk. And you know what they say about drunk and high people? The truth come out. You know what I'm saying? And I still think that Irv Gotti still loves Ashanti. But he went about it the wrong fucking way a couple days ago on Drink Champs. He went about that shit the wrong fucking way. Know what I mean? And, you know, Irv wanted to do a Murder, Inc. tour. And she said, no, I don't blame her. You dig? I don't blame her. It's like I said, you don't know what went on behind the scenes. Irv might owe her some money. You know, you don't know what type of contract she was in. You know, it's a lot of stuff you don't know. Like, know what I'm saying? Just don't go by what fucking Irv say. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's two sides to a story. You dig? You haven't heard Ashanti's story yet. But she might end up talking about this situation because of the way Irv went about, you know, disrespecting her. Know what I mean? Or she might not talk about it at all, brush it off, and take the legal way, you know, and sue him for defamation. And he deserve it all. You know, Irv is letting this money get to his head. Like I said, you don't have $350 million already? You don't have $250 million already? All those fucking records you sold with Murder, Inc., stealing Tupac's image, stealing Death Row's image, stealing Suge Knight image. Like, Irv think he's Suge Knight, but you nothing. You weren't original at all. You stole everything you did. Yeah, the music melodically was different, but the imagery you stole. You stole Pac's image and made millions. You weren't original. You know what I'm saying? You weren't original at all. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Ja Rule first came out, he had the bald head and the bandana. And then when people started peeping the game and like, yo, you trying to be Pac now? He switched it up and he started doing the braids and all that. And then, you know, he started jacking fucking DMX's shit. You know what I'm saying? People started peeping game and that. And that's what happened with the beef with DMX. Know what I mean? And him and DMX, you know what I'm saying? Ja Rule used to be DMX hype man. Yeah. So, you know, they did a lot of jacking, man, back in their run. They did a lot of jacking. You know what I'm saying? And those beats weren't all that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of those beats that they had, you know what I'm saying, was trash. The only records that really went viral, really, were the female records. And that was because a lot of those records had who on it? Ashanti. Yeah. So Ashanti is a lot of reason why a lot of those records went. Ashanti, a Little Mo, a lot of those records that they sold millions of millions had females on it. So for him to go out and disrespect his sister and call her a B and call her out of her name, that's a violation. He's got to get violated for that. And it's up to us in the community to stand up and talk about that shit. You heard? It's up for us to stand up and talk and say, hey, I'm not feeling that shit you just said to the queen. Know what I mean? There's nothing about Ashanti that says that she deserved to be called out her name like that. He straight violated, man. And he need to be fucking dealt with in the community. Facts. See, that's the thing. Like, we don't stand up for our own. We don't stand up for our women. We don't stand up for our children. We don't stand up for nothing. We just let people just violate us and keep moving. Even people in our own community violate us. But we gotta stop letting that do it and speak up. Like, yo, I'm not feeling that shit. I was surprised he was just, you know, he was just fucking spazzing on her like that. Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Why is he calling her B like that all through the interview? Nothing about Ashanti, the way she carries herself, nothing about her represents what the way, you know, Irv Gotti was going off, man. That's word, man. But I just had to talk a little bit on that situation, know what I mean? That I wasn't feeling that shit. I am not feeling that shit. And he needs to be dealt with in the community, you heard? You know what I'm saying? I'm sure somebody's going to come see him about that. Know what I mean? And then I want to see him talk about that. You know what I'm saying? But yo, that's my take in this podcast episode, guys. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody tuning in. But I'm your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And I want to say peace and love to everybody. Take care.